Will you pray with me? Come, Holy Spirit, our souls inspire. Illumine our minds with your celestial fire. For if you are with us, nothing else matters. And if you are not with us, nothing else matters. Amen. Perhaps this last day of December finds you like it does me. Perhaps it finds you in a reflective mood. Finds you looking back over what was with fond, warm remembering, as well as with wistfulness and some regret. Perhaps it finds you looking ahead in hope or even in fear to what might be. Maybe this is a time in which you too are taking stock, are measuring what you made of the year against what you wish you had. Maybe it feels as though the year has had its way with you. If you have known failure and struggle and pain this year, I pray you would be gentle and compassionate and patient with yourself. Growth and healing come in God's time, and there is no hastening it along. And if you have known joy and accomplishment and blessing this year, I pray that you greeted these with gratitude and humility. For sooner or later, you may be sure, misfortune and heartbreak will touch every one of us. And on the threshold of a tomorrow that makes itself felt as more than just another tomorrow, a tomorrow that seems especially pregnant with possibility and with promise. Most of all, I pray that you would live like you love each day that God gives to you. See every morning that you open your eyes again upon the world. See it for the little miracle that it is. You are a rare orchid of a thing. You are a wonderful flowering of existence that will fade and wither before you know it. So glory in the preciousness of what you are. Care for it. Care for and savor what you are as an act of religious duty. For this is the calling of Ecclesiastes. Eat your bread in gladness, and drink your wine in joy. Let your clothes always be freshly washed, and your head never lack ointment. Enjoy happiness with one you love all the fleeting days of life that have been granted to you under the sun, all your fleeting days. For that alone is what you can get out of life and out of the means you acquire under the sun. Whatever is in your power to do, do. Do with all your might. This is the calling of Ecclesiastes. Rejoice. Rejoice in the goodness of life. Thank God for it. Lord knows you will suffer. There will be hardship and senseless loss. Some days you will not be able to get out of bed. Some days it will be as if your whole world has collapsed around you. So let your rejoicing be all the more furious for now, Praise while you can, before your thankfulness turns to dust, and you would sooner curse God and die. You must praise then, too. Praise in your fear and in your despair and in your agony. Not for it, but in it. You must praise then, too, though it will feel like a betrayal of your pain. It isn't. Even so, praise while the praising is easy. Your soul will bear up under its work the better for this. These lines. Let your clothes always be freshly washed and your head never lack ointment. That is, bathe. Purify and adorn yourself as if making preparations to sacrifice at the temple. These lines, which describe the state of physical and spiritual readiness one must be in to share in ancient religious observances, these lines, they are here telling us how we ought approach life itself. Treat each day as if it were a Sunday. Show up to every moment like you would to church. Enter into all of them with a reverence and a seriousness and a heightened sense of anticipation and a hunger. Expect to see God and to hear God as you go about doing whatever it is you are doing. And know your life to be opening and opening to something more. Something beyond it. Something mysterious and holy and terrifying and beautiful that we are poor and small before and have no prayer of ever understanding, but which we know touches us in our awe and in our need. And so which we bow to, which we praise. And in this, be alive. Be alive in that way which is more than just being alive. This is the calling of Ecclesiastes. Be alive. Be so, so alive. Work and sweat and struggle your great struggle and hope and pray. And do the thing that you do not want to do, but which you know you must do, and fall in love, and take the face of the one you love into your hands, and take the body of the one you love in your arms, and laugh, and cry because you cannot stop laughing, and feel your own strength, and cherish those whom are given you to cherish, and reminisce with friends late into the night. And eat, and drink, and sing, and forgive, and mourn, and say goodbye, and be still, and close your eyes forever. Rejoice